Welcome to GW HealthCast. Joining us today is Dr. Bharat Ranganath. He's an assistant professor of plastic and reconstructive surgery at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, and he's affiliated with the George Washington University Hospital. He's here to discuss microvascular breast reconstruction.
I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Wilner. Welcome, Dr. Ranganath.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start. Tell us why breast microsurgery is different than regular breast surgery.
Kind of the baseline, the most common way and the simplest way to reconstruct a breast or a breast mound after it's removed for cancer is to use implants. This is where a silicone implant or sometimes a saline implant is placed in the space that the breast was to try to make it look as if a patient had a breast. And this is simple and common, but it can come with a variety of problems, including some type of reactions to the implants. Patients are certainly always at risk for infection. You can develop scar tissue around the implant that can be problematic. And implants also require a certain amount of maintenance over the course of your lifetime, including MRIs to look for rupture and such things like that. So another way of reconstructing the breast is using your own tissue. This is what we call microvascular reconstruction, where we transplant tissue from one part of your body where you may have some excess, bring it up to the chest, hook it up to little blood vessels in the chest so it gets blood flow in and out and can live, and use that natural tissue to recreate a warm, more natural-looking, natural-feeling, durable breast reconstruction.
So do they do this everywhere, or do I have to go to a specialist for this?
Well, it helps to have someone who's trained in plastic surgery and microsurgery specifically. More commonly, these are done at university centers or larger hospitals, but not necessarily. But I would make sure you at least heard about microvascular reconstruction options and that your plastic surgeon at least discusses them with you to make sure that you to see if you're a candidate or not.
Now, from the patient's point of view, is this surgery going to be more painful? Is it going to take longer? Is it going to heal faster or slower? What are the things that patients need to know if they go this route?
I would generally say that it's certainly more surgery on the front end. So, you know, where we take the tissue from is usually the lower abdomen. So that site gets closed up with, you know, a straight line hip-to-hip scar, very similar to if you had a tummy tuck, so you'd have a flatter abdomen as well. That area obviously has to heal. And then, of course, you have the breast scars as well, the breast surgical site. So it's more surgery on the front end than implant-based reconstruction. Usually the recovery is about 3 days in the hospital, 3 to 5 days, and then about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or so outside where you're still recovering, but certainly not bedbound. You're going to be moving around, walking around, and those sorts of things. The nice part about this is that whereas you have to have a lot of maintenance for implant-based reconstruction for the rest of your life, once you're healed up from microvascular breast reconstruction, you know, say in the first couple months, after that, there's not much you have to do in terms of maintaining it for the rest of your life. So whereas implant-based reconstruction is shorter initial recovery, less surgery on the front end, there's a lot more maintenance and worrying about things and perhaps more surgery for the rest of your life. Whereas microvascular reconstruction, where we use your own tissue, a lot more surgery on the front end, a lot more recovery for the first couple weeks to months. But after that, you should be set, and it's much more durable.
For women, you know, first of all, getting the diagnosis of breast cancer can be pretty upsetting, and then having to have a breast removed, you know, as part of the treatment. So how satisfactory are these reconstructive efforts, do you think, from the patient's point of view?
I actually think they're quite satisfactory nowadays. You know, we've been improving since breast reconstruction started 50 years ago. And a lot of the microvascular techniques now are actually associated with higher patient reported outcomes and higher patient satisfaction scores than implant-based reconstruction. And there's actually a subset of patients who are happier with their reconstructed breasts using their own tissue than their breasts were pre-op even. So I think we continue to improve both aesthetically and, you know, getting a durable reconstruction. And I think, you know, we know from patient reports and studies of patient satisfaction that, you know, patients are quite satisfied with their microvascular reconstructed breasts.
Well, this surgery does take a little bit longer than the implant surgery. Is there anything that patients can do to kind of optimize their health pre-op if they're going to have this kind of procedure?
We always tell patients you should just try to be as healthy as you can. There's nothing specific. You know, you should be doing all the usual stuff. So exercise if you can. Certainly quit smoke. Try to keep your blood sugars well controlled if you're a diabetic. And otherwise, kind of generally try to lead as healthy as a lifestyle as possible. Nothing that any other doctor wouldn't tell you. Nothing else specific.
So 3 to 5 days in the hospital, go home, come back in a couple weeks to have the stitches out, and good to go.
Usually a little bit more than that, 3 to 5 days in the hospital. We'll see you back about 1 week after surgery. You usually have some drains that need to be removed, which is common for any type of surgery, also implant-based surgery. And then we'll see you usually weekly for the first 4 weeks or so. After that, we can really space out your visits, and your recovery, you know, tends to be much more well-tolerated after those first 2 to 3 weeks, and then you can go from there.
And are there any restrictions in activity, or patients can go to work and talk on the phone and do all their normal stuff?
You know, we say generally for any of these breast reconstruction procedures, you'll be out of work for 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. You know, we usually say 4 to 6 weeks before you can exercise again, provided that you're healing okay and that kind of thing. And generally, that tends to be the normal timeline for most patients. Now, there's nothing stopping you from when you get home from surgery, from the hospital, from going on the internet, talking on the phone, those kinds of things. Those can certainly be done. But, you know, in terms of real physical activity, other than going for walks, going upstairs, activities of daily living, usually we wait 4 to 6 weeks before we do anything more vigorous than that.
That's very helpful. So how do patients find you? Are they referred from their oncologist, or is it their own decision that they decide to find a microvascular breast surgeon? What's the usual kind of way this unfolds?
Yeah, sure. So most patients who have breast cancer and are having a mastectomy will be referred to a plastic surgeon for options for reconstruction. You should be. So if you're a woman and you have breast cancer and you're considering, or you've been told that you need a mastectomy, then you should be offered the chance to talk to a plastic surgeon to talk about options for reconstruction. And there are many states that by law require a breast oncologist to refer you to a plastic surgeon for at least a discussion. Specifically for a microvascular surgeon, when you get referred to your plastic surgeon, you can definitely talk to them and ask if they offer these. Many plastic surgeons do, but not all. And if they don't, they should be able to refer you to someone who does. But it starts off with a good referral from a good breast surgeon or breast oncologist.
Dr. Ranganath, this has been a great discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to add to help our listeners?
I'd just like to kind of highlight that breast cancer affects a lot of women, and we know the benefits of breast reconstruction. We especially know the benefits of using your own tissue to reconstruct the breast, especially in the long run. And so I think this is something that patients should really self-advocate for and make sure that you're hearing all your options before you make, you know, a big decision.
Thanks very much, Dr. Ranganath.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us on GW Healthcast. To schedule an appointment, please call 1-888-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com for more information or to get connected with one of our providers. Please also remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other fascinating podcasts from the George Washington University Hospital Library. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the George Washington University Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Individual results may vary. There are risks associated with any procedure. Speak with your physician about these risks to find out if surgical procedures are right for you.